Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach you your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. We'll talk to old people.
Wow, good morning, and welcome to First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Suze Lynn McDonald, coming to you from not Vegas today. As a matter of fact, I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I'm really excited about the show today. As you know, we have our own personal Dr. Phil, we call her, basically. And she's here today. It's going to be such a good show. I don't know if anyone has been able to see the movie War Room, WARROOM. If you haven't seen it, you must see it. I've actually, myself, I've seen it 4 times. That's how serious it is. I actually saw the movie with a girlfriend first, and then I realized not only was it for the female, but couples. So I grabbed about 4 couples, and I went one night, and then I grabbed 4 more couples, and I went another night. And the awesome part of this is that we get to actually see what we have been looking for or some of our answers. And that answer is so easy that the key is I'm not going to tell you the answer. We're going to actually get started with the show. So I'm going to go ahead and pull in she's my co-host today as well. This is Judith Hilton. Not only is she a professional psychologist, but she's also what we call a first lady. Outside of being a first lady, she's also in the work form. She's in the family. She has a lot of hats, and that's just one of the things that women do. But the balance that we need, and she's been saying on every occasion, is prayer, a connection to God. And I don't see how people make it without knowing God. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host again. This is Suze Lynn McDonald. If you'd like to call in, the number is area code 347-324-5730, and I'm going straight in with Judith Hilton. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, Suze Lynn. How are you? I'm doing great. How are you?
I am so excited. You've been missed. I know you had some things you had to deal with. You have been missed. And I tell you what, I've gotten emails, texts. They've been waiting with bated breath. And the great thing is now we even have something even more, a stronger point that we can work with today. Did you get to see the movie as of yet?
Yes, I did, Suze Lynn. I saw it once with my husband and then another time with my daughter because she was mad that I didn't wait for her to see it. So I went with her, and it was just as good, even better at the second time around because I saw things
exactly
that I didn't see in the first time I saw it.
Great. Well, I tell you, that movie, the thing that, and this is what the title of the show is today. Will you be able to recognize when your next assignment shows up? And that's what we're going to talk about today. Yes, the movie actually perked this interest and caused us to title the show this way, Waiting for Your Assignment, preparing for the opportunity of your assignment. Let's see what else. You're listening to the opportunity when it tells you what the person needs. If we really listen to people, and you've said this so many times on the show, if you listen to people, they'll tell you what they need. Mm-hmm. Also being chastened, showing love, showing compassion, godly understanding, godly wisdom. Wisdom was so important in this movie. And most of all, having godly understanding. Who do you choose to believe? Today, we're going to go ahead and get started with you. And I think that I'm going to just open the lines because they're actually, I mean, I have so many calls on that I'm going to start with caller 727-656-7278. I'm going to pull you in first. Good morning, caller. How are you? Were you able to see the movie?
Tell me the name of the movie. I keep hearing the movie, and I don't know which movie you're referring to.
It's called It's called War Room, W-A-R, Room, R-O-O-M.
No, I have not seen it yet.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you're in the same area as Dr. Judith, so I'm sure she'll help you get to it. Well, I'm going to let you, if you'll just give us a few minutes, we'll come back to you. I'm going to pull in a few other callers, and then we're just going to get started. I'm going to start with another caller, which is, yes,
hello.
Ma'am. Yes.
Oh, I am, so I am interested in your feedback and confirmation about my next assignment.
Okay. Well, let's do this. We have Dr. Judith on now. Why don't you pose, allow you to pose one question to her, and then we can pull in some of the other callers. Go ahead.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Yes, Dr. Judith.
Okay.
My focus
yes.
and my focus for my highest and best good and that serves others in my next assignment.
Okay, if I'm understanding you well, what did you say your name was?
Kate, K-A-T-E.
Kate. Okay, Kate. Hi, Kate. Thanks for calling in. I just believe that in order for us to know what our assignment is, it's spending time with God, and that's why we're going to talk about prayer today. And if you do get to see the movie, one of the things I deduced from it was the fact of this lady who had I'm not going to tell the whole movie because this will steal the punchlines, but the fact is that when we do spend quality time with the Lord, we do hear from him because he's speaking. But a lot of times, as I said before on the program, that we don't sit still enough to hear him because we're constantly running. And the scripture says time, talks about he reveals his secrets to those who love him. So if we're spending quality time with the Lord, we're going to get some sense of direction. And for your calling, I know already that, Kate, that maybe there's a burden on your heart for, it could be interceding for people, it could be a area of career that I think I need to move in, it could be should I get married, should I not get married, it could be so many different issues that we're faced with, decisions that we have to make. And I am convinced, even in my own life, that when the Lord sometimes bring a roadblock in our path towards something that sometimes we think is the way that we should go, and he has a way of putting roadblocks. And sometimes we push ahead because we're not waiting on him, and we push ahead and go into situations that he has not called us to. So time spent waiting on God is never wasted. So I would say, Kate, that one of the first things you could do or should be doing is just listening to his voice, and listening means just sitting still, and you bring the petition before him. He said, come boldly before the throne and ask anything by faith, believing, and according to his will, it shall be done. So you pray, write out in your journal, Lord, this is what I think I need to do. Then you say, okay, Lord, I'm going to test this. Because nothing is wrong with, testing. He said, prove me. See if I will not do what I say. So he gives you a desire in your heart, usually a strong desire. Usually there's a reason why he lays something on your heart. And for me, it was intercession. Praying for people. So I would be burdened. I would get up in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes, some ungodly hours, and I would say, God, why am I waking up these ungodly hours? And as I spent time with him, he said, because I've called you to intercede. That's your ministry. That's your number one ministry. Not singing, not teaching, not all these other things that you do. I want you to spend time with me to hear from me. So Kate,
exactly.
What I would say is, if you're spending time, you know, if you're satisfied with your prayer life and you just, okay, I'm fine, I don't need to sit and spend that deep time with him, you're not going to hear him. So you have to sit and listen, and don't let it not only be a monologue where you just talk, but a dialogue where you literally wait for him to speak to you. Okay? So you sit still and you wait. And then you write down what his spirit is telling you. You're going to think it's your mind, but believe me, he reveals his secrets to those who love him. He wants to let you know what his will is for you, and he's not going to withhold it. So I would say that's a big, that's a first step. And maybe you are doing that already. Well, keep doing it, because he will answer that prayer.
Wow, that's beautiful. Did that answer your question?
Absolutely beautiful. And, yes, I have from time to time spent long periods in intercessory prayer.
Awesome. Well, I thank you. And if you'll, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to go on to the next caller so we can actually get everybody some of the information they need. Again, we're talking about the movie War Room, for one, but just the wisdom that came out of that. Callers, 724-971-6786, who are we speaking with? 724-971-6786. Who am I speaking with? Okay, I guess the caller just wants to listen. That's perfect. We're going to go ahead and talk a little bit before I go to the next two callers that are here. One of the things that Kate just asked, and that's one of the things that we have to get more familiar with, and we always talk about this, is getting that connection. First of all, your prayer time. We got to get in there and have that personal relationship with our Father that we can know when our assignment. One of the great things about the movie is talking about when I said, will you be able to recognize when your assignment shows up? If you're not in prayer, you can't recognize it. Am I correct on that? Mm. How do you feel about that, John?
That's so true. That's so true, Susie Lane. I think if you hunger, the Bible says if you hunger and blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. And I one of my favorites. If you really want God's will, he's not going to withhold it from you, even though it takes a long time sometimes to unfold it. But God knows that your desire is to please him. If it is truly your desire, it's truly to please him, because sometimes we pray about something and it's something that we think, oh, I really don't need, I really want this thing. But it's not really a need,
right.
And it's not God sent. It's not a God-sent burden, okay, on your heart. So I think part of it is we wrestle. It's okay to wrestle with God. It's okay to say, God, I'm not sure that this is my assignment. You know, you might have called me in the ministry, or you might call me just to be a stay-home mom. I was just talking to a woman this week who said she felt like, I want to do a business. I want to make an impact. And she said, I just, being a mother is just, I love being a mother, but, it's tiring, it's time-consuming, and I can't, my identity is kind of hidden, and I'm just kind of behind the scenes. She sees all these women going to work, and they look all nice in their suits and so on, and I shared with her a little bit about my own experience of, wanting to be home and raising my children when they were young and not wanting to ship them out to whomever. And I said, God, I know in due season you will call forth my gifts and you will allow me to use it, but in its time. And I can tell you, just sharing that experience with that mom, that your assignment may change. Your assignment right now is to just raise those children the best way you know how and lay the foundation. And then when they go off to school or go off to college or wherever, then sometimes that's when you begin to fulfill your next assignment, which might be ministering the church or working a job or a career or, whatever it is. But I believe that we all have an assignment. And I like that phrase that you mentioned earlier, Susie Lynn. We all have assignment. We all have a purpose for being here on earth. And it is God's will to show us what it is. But if we are just, as I said, hungering after the truth, you can guarantee he's going to reveal it through his word or through some friend, somebody's going to call for the gift in you and say, you know, I noticed that you have a heart of giving. I noticed you have a heart of compassion. I noticed that you have a servant heart. You know, whatever it is, the Lord will reveal it if you really, truly want His will and not your will only.
Correct. You know what? I think one of the things that we find now, and again, the title of the show is, will you be able to recognize when your next assignment? Meaning, your purpose? People tell you about your purpose, and we hear that, and it's thrown around very loosely. But the thing is, we're also talking about from seeing the movie War Room and why that movie has actually it has been a fire that has been thrown in a lot of people that have caused each and every one of us to stop, look, listen, and really listen, and then pay attention. I'm going to go ahead and pull another call while we're talking. Area code 317-410-9463. Caller, your name, please.
My name is Marcella.
Well, hello, Marcella. How are you? Were you able to see the movie?
Yes, I was.
Awesome. Well, give us a little bit of your response from that, because, again, as I said, the show we're talking about, will you be able to recognize your next assignment? How did the movie impact you, as a matter of fact, in that area?
First of all, let me say hello, Judith. How are you?
Hello. Hi there, Marcella.
Yeah, just got your text and thought I'd calling. I didn't realize I was supposed to be talking, but I thought I'd join.
That's great. This used to be my student, by the way, in Jamaica.
Oh, okay, great. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I had an opportunity to sit with a friend of mine last week. We both did it at the birthday celebration, went out to lunch, and then went to see the movie. And I'm not necessarily a movie person, but I had a couple of friends, one from Texas and one from Virginia, who texted me after they saw it and said, this is a must-see. And I thought, okay, I'll go ahead and see it. And it was an excellent movie, and I'd recommend it to anybody who wants to, just deepen their prayer life. Yes. For me, it had a lot of very good messages. And on the point you're talking today, your next assignment, I thought it was interesting that I saw it because on Saturday I went out with a few friends, and a friend of mine revealed some things to me regarding relationship, and I'm like, this is something that I'm glad she mentioned it, because I know I do need to be praying about it. And I kind of feel that's maybe one of my next assignments, that I not necessarily badger her about her decisions and, you know, the situation, but just to take it to God in prayer and be serious in prayer. Because I know, you know, it's not a good decision. It's not a good situation. And I just feel my part in it right now is just to seriously pray for her, that God will help her to open her eyes. So she'll, you know, see the road she's heading down, the direction she's heading in, that is really, I think it might end in disaster. That's just my feeling.
Well, one of the things that you saw in the movie, if you remember that part, a lot of times we talk too much.
Right.
You remember, she a lot of times the only thing she would do is she would have, and then she would respond. Because a lot of times our words, we have so many words that they entangle the person instead of setting them free. With that being said, the other part of that is she stopped in the – because remember, the lady was on her assignment was to sell that house.
Right.
But the response of that was that there were questions. There was a dialogue that was taking place. The woman of wisdom asked questions. She didn't give her all the answers initially. And what we do as family members, parents, and all of that, we want to just tell our kids what to do. You can't do that anymore. We train them to be thinking children. Then we're going to take it back from them, what we've taught them that they are, and tell them what they're not. I'm going to go ahead and I'd like for you to speak to that, Judith, if you don't mind, and then I'm going to go ahead and pull in another caller. Go ahead. Thank you so much, Bill. Go ahead, Judith.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Marcella. I just wanted to say that I think that is so true. When we we really, from based on the movie, I don't want to divulge too much of it, but I thought the thing that spoke and that was so encouraging, and you're going to do the same for your friend, Marcella, is to truly intercede. And you saw in the movie where the wife started interceding for her husband and what happened.
Yes.
And that, and she just started to declare, she started to speak literally, audibly, to Satan, to say, you take your hand off my, pretty much my household, my family.
Exactly.
And that's what you do for your friends, too. You say, you know, I say with my children, I say, Father, you protect this child. You do not let Satan sift him as wheat. And I said, Lord, because I know you're praying for my child, and I know you're praying for my husband, and that husband that needs to be saved, or that relationship that needs to happen, or whatever it is, that, that husband who's going astray. You can honestly speak life, because there's life and death in the tongue. And I noticed the woman was telling her, be careful how you keep complaining about this man. That spoke to
exactly.
me. You criticize and you criticize and you say, no, no. Even though you see the person doing the opposite, your children, your husband, your spouse, yourself, you're doing the opposite of what you know God wants you to do. You can literally speak life into, I will not continue to do this thing. I will not continue to let my anger rule in this house. I will see peace reign in this house. And the woman that spoke it, I mean, I was so amazed. She reminds me of my mother-in-law, that woman in the movie, the older woman. Oh, my goodness. That she just spoke it, and towards the end, how she declared the word of what's going to happen in nations because of prayer. And I just think I was a prayer warrior, ladies, but I'm telling you, this movie caused me to say, I need to speak life. It is life and death in my tongue. And when I speak, I say, blessing upon this person, blessing comes. And I say, seriously, I like, now I don't take it lightly, ladies. When I speak a word from the scripture on somebody, I believe it's going to happen. Healing upon this person. Deliverance upon this person. I don't get shaky anymore. I'm saying, hey, you know, I'm going to believe that when we have not because we ask not. And so I'm going to ask by faith, believing, and it shall be done according to his will. His will. Amen?
You said a key thing. Absolutely. You said a key thing. You said there, there's, and I had just written it down, there's life and death in the tongue. You can speak life or you can speak death. Or if you are, if even in the Bible it says if you're either not, if you're not hot or cold, the devil will spew you from his mouth. Well, you can't be hot and cold in the relationship. And that part is important, too. Yeah. Thank you, Marcella. Yeah. You can hang on there with us if you'd like. I'm going to go to another caller. Caller, 847-828-0322. Who's calling?
Oh, hello?
Hello, who is this?
Hello? Oh, I didn't know I was calling, but this is Kathy. I'm Judith's good friend.
Oh, okay. Well, Kathy, if you'd like to just listen, that's fine.
Yes, I was listening, but I'm learning.
Okay, great. Well, did you were you able to at least see the movie?
No, I did not see the movie. Not yet.
Okay, well, this is going to pique your interest, and it's going to put a little fire under you to actually go see it now. All righty, well, I will go ahead and let you just listen, and I'm going to pull up one more caller, and we'll keep going. But I thank you for calling us today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kathy.
I have caller 702-286-5853. Good morning. How are you?
I am great. Blessed. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And who are we speaking with?
Dr. Paula McDonald.
Well, my sister. Hi. How are you? We've been talking about, will you recognize your next assignment, being in tune enough, and a lot of us were piqued because of the movie, and I know you haven't seen the movie as of yet, but the thing that we're, regardless of being able to see the movie or not, the place that we are talking about, and this is being in tuned, and this is we have on Dr. Judith, she's our doctor at least, we call her basically our Dr. Phil. And what it is we're talking today about, will you be able to recognize your next assignment? But not only recognize it when it shows up. You have to wait for it. You got to wait for the opportunity to be able to speak to the opportunity where they are. And we were just talking about, if you really listen while the person is talking, they'll tell you what the need is. I'd like to introduce you to Judith Hilton. This is Paula McDonald. Go ahead if you have any questions, Paula.
I'm just listening and enjoying. God bless you, woman of God, guest speaker, Sister Judith, Minister Judith, Instructor Judith.
Thank you.
I'm just listening, really. But if
okay.
I were to make a comment, what I would say is, if you break down the word assignment, it says assignment. So there is the, like in accounting, you can back in, you have a whole number or the number, then you back in by formula or foundation to establish the process by which the answer was found. So to me, assignment, one must understand what assignment means. It means that there needs to be a sign that is meant to be made manifest.
Mm-hmm.
And I see assignment as in phases. And I had to learn this the hard way because I used to, when I heard God say the what and the when, I'm sorry, the what, the where, and the how, I would hit the road running. And then sometimes things would go awry. But God worked it for the good, but it still would go awry. And one day God spoke to me audibly and said, you know, you will listen for the what, you listen for the where, you listen for the how, but you don't listen for the when. You just took on it. God has seasons and timing. So if I'm running the race for the winter and it's the race for the summer, everything is thrown off. So in from my experience and from just listening to different things you all were saying in the whole manifestation of assignment is first of all the initiation. It's the ability to, after you've heard the what, when, where, and how, is to step into the initiation, which means the first part of the process. And that is being aware enough to know, this is my assignment. I accept the assignment. Now I'm going to take a step of faith in this and still keep listening to God, how to move and flow by His Spirit in this calling and this divine assignment. Then comes the application, the willingness, the yieldedness, and the preparedness to apply that which God has put in you for this specific assignment. And then I see complications. And that's the part of assignment we don't like. Complications during an assignment is when the challenges come, when the questions come, when the discouragement comes. We're decreeing and declaring the devil deceiving and discouraging. So then that's the period of complications or challenges. Then I see... That makes us, we get to a place of being provoked. And I believe God uses that to provoke us into action. And then we begin to decree and declare based on the word that's in us, based on the prayers that we pray, and we declare in confidence and holy boldness that this is and it shall be so in the name of Jesus, because God has promised, and this is what He said for me to do. In obedience, I'm doing it, and it has to be made manifest because God's word is not going to return void. And then lastly,
right.
I see the demonstration, because the demonstration equals the manifestation. And I would say, if my people that are called by my name, the willingness to accept the initiation, stepping into it, would humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways. Every part of that prayer has a process of accepting an assignment. And after we do all of that, He said, then I will hear from heaven. Then, and heal your land. So it could be the land of your family, your loved ones, your nation, your kindred. Whatever it is, if we look at that prayer as one of our foundational references, and I didn't get to see the movie, but I saw the
trailer. Oh, you have to see the movie.
You've got to
see the movie. Because
the trailers were so anointed. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. The trailer does not even begin to touch it. So everybody that's actually out, thank you very much, Paula, and I'm going to have you respond to her. I'm going to go ahead and pull Judith in for you. Paula, hold on one moment. Judith, I'm going to have you speak to that. We're getting down to the last of the minutes, and I'd like to go ahead and have you respond to that.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Paula. That was powerful. That was so true. All that you said, I can just I said ditto, ditto. Confirmed, confirmed. I want to end with this note that we are in a real war here, friends. I think Second Corinthians, I think Corinthians 10:4, and I think in Timothy 2, they talk about those things that we're in a real war. We are soldiers in this war, and that's what struck me with this woman, this movie, because we are wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. So when we are having all the challenges of what do I do, where do I go, why are things that is happening in my family, we understand that there's someone out there who doesn't want us to succeed. There's somebody out there who doesn't want us to know God's will for our life because he wants to keep us in darkness. So we have to spend that time to really warfare. And literally, as when you see that movie, Paula, you'll see the battle that that woman took on to warfare, warfare on behalf of that family or her family and the woman to warfare on behalf of her husband. And God does answer prayers. It takes a while sometimes, but it just confirms to me that he's hearing. Angels in heaven are literally messengers are starting to minister to us when we are on our knees. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. One thing I want to add to this, too, and this will also, anyone that has not seen the movie, there are a few things that stick out that you will find, like the first part was being prayerful, waiting on the assignment. One thing about it, the assignment, you don't have to go look for it. Your assignment will show up. The second part of that is be aware that there are little, you remember God, Jesus spoke in parables. He didn't give you the whole sentence. He didn't give you the whole movie. He spoke in parables. The other part of that is, who do you choose to believe? Will you believe that when the assignment shows up, it's on time, it's all the things that have been said. But the main thing about that is, if you remember the one part where she actually saw her, she was able to see the result of her prayers, the result of her speaking in parables to this young lady and causing her to choose her choice to obey, to walk or not to. And she still, and the assignment of the young lady was coming to sell her home, which the lady was going to do that anyway. But because she did it the way she said, they got the exact amount of money, the purchaser of the home, all of those things all came together. We're at the end of the show today, and I tell you, it is simply amazing. And I will continue this on next week because this is so powerful. It cannot just it's not something that we can say in a few seconds. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, and I have my co-host today, Judith Hilton. Judith, would you tell them the name of your book and how you can be contacted, please?
Well, it's the book is called The Faith of the Pastor's Wife. Loving God, even in the midst of the challenges with God's people, loving God's people in the midst of the challenges. And you can get it through Westboro Press or Amazon online. And I just continue to thank God for this opportunity. Susie Lane, thank you so much for allowing me to share my heart, and look forward to the next time. God bless you all.
God bless you as well. Well, we're at the end of the show today, and I'd like to thank our sponsors, one being Have the Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization. It's there that if in the event anything that's traumatic to you, be it the loss of a job, it could be a pet, it doesn't matter, whatever is traumatic to you, you can call us 24 hours at 702-683-6373. Again, that number is 702-683-6373. I say to you, have an amazing day. Be aware that you never know when you're entertaining an angel. But outside of that, will you recognize, will you really be able to recognize when your assignment shows up and be prepared? I'd like to thank you, Judith. You're always on time.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank you and every one of you listeners. I thank you. We're here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30. Join us. This is what we do. Transparently, we bring you the information that you have the tools to not just survive, but thrive. Have a good day, and thank you, Judith. I love you, and there's nothing you can do
about it. You're welcome.
God bless you. Have a good evening, everyone. God bless you, too.
the sun.